What'd you just say? Repeat what you just said.
I said I love you.
Well, you said people like it when you're mean to me. Who's been telling you this?
It's a report. Like the honey.
Be meaner to Ian.
No, but they should. Hey,
it's my birthday, for God's sake.
It's not your birthday anymore, bitch. That's
See?
Over.
You're okay. Catherine's the type of person. Do you know this person in your life where it's your birthday and right when the clock strikes 12, they point at it and go, "It's not your birthday anymore."
I didn't do that.
Yes,
did
you
I?
Did. You pointed at that clock right there, okay. And you said, "Hey, just so you know, it's not your birthday anymore, so I'm not being nice anymore."
Well, that's this probably because you did something awful and you said you could because it's your birthday.
No.
Yeah.
I was sitting quietly.
No, you were not.
I was
you
crocheting
know.
You a sweater.
No, you
yes,
weren't
I
doing
was.
Shit. No, you're a fucking diva. And so you get one day.
Oh, the fuck
then...
out of here. I'm not a
you
diva.
Are a
I
diva.
Told you I didn't want to have a birthday.
Well,
birthdays
guess what?
Are canceled.
Ian had a quarantine birthday, and it was, you say what it was.
What do you mean?
Was it nice?
It was nice.
Did you have a good time?
I had a good time.
Good. Okay, so really... Just dwell on the one.
But as soon as it was done, Catherine was.
Let's
she set her watch.
Dwell on the negativity.
She wears
huh?
this swatch.
I baked you cupcakes. I wrote you a card. I got you a present. We had a bonfire.
You wrote the card in front of me, and it was on a scrap piece of paper.
It's unprecedented times, Ian. Okay. I can't just go to the card store. You know, a papyrus isn't an essential business. According to the government. So cry me a goddamn river.
We are in your family home, correct?
Uh-huh.
Does your dad have a drawer full of cards?
No, you know why?
Why?
I asked him already so that we could write a thank you note to the people whose house we were staying in, and he said he didn't have any. Lois found one for me somewhere.
Okay,
but,
fine.
So shut
I'll allow
up
it.
Already.
No, it was a good gift. Thank you for your card. Wow. It was very thoughtful. Wow, this is what happened. I'm trying to be sincere, and
yeah,
you're being
you
shitty about it.
Being
you're
a
rolling
brat.
Your eyes.
You were already being
I was
a
not being. I was producing content for the podcast.
See, that's what I was saying when
don't
I said
shout at me.
People.
Don't yell at me.
When I said people,
I know
like
the people
it,
love it,
but like it when I'm mean to you. It's like the honeymooners.
It seems like such
if
an excuse.
Jack-
Four people listen to this podcast, and none of them have told you
Hundreds
they like it.
People listen to this.
They
podcast,
like it when you're
and
mean to me.
They're all in Sweden for some reason. What's with
well,
that?
I hope they fucking stay there if they're writing emails about how I should be abused on my birthday of all days.
We have a lot of Swedish fans, and I don't know why. I love it.
Swedes love comedy.
Really?
Yeah, they really do. That's like a...
Oh, that's awesome.
When I worked for Letterman, Swedes were always trying to get tickets.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. What's that voice?
I don't know. I swallowed, and it's something in my voice...
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah? Tell me more about the Swedes.
You told me that you thought Swedes were pedophiles.
Shut up! Shut up! This is not.
You
hey,
did say that.
Swedes do not listen to him.
You said that.
Do
no,
not.
You said that.
Why?
To me.
When we watched "Let the Right One In"?
No, I was because I remember we had this conversation in the past, and I was like,
"Why
well,
are you doing this?"
I think
this
Swedes
to me?
Are very nice. A lot of them come to Letterman to see the show, and you said I thought their national sport was pedophilia. You said you really thought that they fucked children often.
I didn't say
did
that.
You or did you not
I did
say
not
that?
Say that.
You can be honest
I
on the podcast.
I was friendly with a handful of Swedish people.
Were they pedophiles?
No.
Is that where you got this from?
No, they
Where'd
were
you get
in
it from?
Advertising.
They were in advertising.
Yeah, and they were very nice.
Okay. Well. Pedophilia isn't a profession. You can be in advertising and still be a pedophile.
But you just said it's a national sport, meaning that there are professional pedophiles in Sweden.
Right. Okay, sure.
So that
but
it is a profession.
You can play like intramural baseball.
Intramural pedophilia?
Yeah. Not professional, not
professional I'm a minor
level,
league
yeah.
pedophile.
Sure. You hope you get called up to the... Oakland a-holes.
Come on. Anyway, I would like to set the record straight to all of our Swedish fans. I love you, and you're not pedophiles, unless you are pedophiles, and then that is your truth.
But whoa. This took a turn.
Don't be, though. Don't be.
Don't be.
Don't be.
That is our stance. We've said that since day one.
Yeah, don't be a
don't
pedophile.
Be a pedophile. Mm-hmm. Let's get shirts made.
Don't be.
On the back, suicide pact.
Don't be a pedophile.
Don't be a pedophile. It's good to have the reminder.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
we start
course.
An organization and we go door to door and we just remind people, don't be a pedophile.
Don't be a pedophile.
We're doing God's work.
Yeah. And you like put up signs.
Yeah, put up signs in your front yard. Storefront.
You know how like in Williamsburg, which is like the most progressive place in all of North America.
Is it?
They're like, well, you know what I mean, like woke, like not progressive in a good way, but like,
yeah,
you know, aesthetically open.
But wouldn't that be more California?
What are you doing? Just listen
all
to
right,
what I'm
go
saying.
Ahead. Fine. Wow.
You know how you'll
it
go into any
my
coffee
today.
Shop? You'll go into any coffee shop in Williamsburg and they'll have a sign that says like, trans rights are human rights and we support immigrants. And it's like, we know.
Yeah.
Okay. That's kind of how it feels like. I think we in any business, you should just put don't be a pedophile.
Right, right. Underneath those signs.
Also, don't be a pedophile.
We do not support pedophiles in this establishment. If you're a pedophile, hey.
Do it outside.
You only get one sandwich.
Do it outside of
yeah,
this.
Yeah, do it outside. You do it in the designated pedophile box. It's just a glass, just like smoker's box you see at the airport.
No. No.
You can use the store child.
Oh, my God.
What?
Wait, that's supporting. What are you? You went too far with the joke, and now it doesn't make sense because
okay.
Now we are supporting.
Jeez.
Okay.
Boy, maybe next year on my next birthday, I'll get a second.
No. You get 24 hours for me to be nice to you, and that's it.
Yeah, I know. I'm saying next year.
Yeah, yeah.
If I'm not dead by then.
Well, you will
from
be.
From COVID.
Okay.
How's everybody hanging in
Is
out
it
there?
Hanging in out there.
Hanging
how
in.
How you hanging how, in out
how
there?
How you, that's this phrase, right?
Hanging in out there?
How you.
Hanging like in the, there. And then
hanging in out there.
No, yeah. I don't think so.
I don't know.
I don't think so.
Are you doing okay?
Yeah.
Are you keeping your sanity? Do you have a weird beard? Catherine does. She's got a lady beard.
Yeah, honestly. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's rough.
A pants beard.
It's rough.
You know those
rough
like Lord of the Rings or like those Viking movies where the guys like braid their beards?
Gimli, that's what I am.
Yeah, you got it all braided.
Yeah.
So it's kind of beautiful.
That was my nickname in high school.
You got one bead in it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's dreaded in some spots. Your vagina is culturally appropriating black people.
Don't tell anyone.
It's smoking a menthol cigarette. Your vagina has dreadlocks and it's drinking Old English. I don't like it.
Why? Why? Because it's
because it's a white vagina.
Appropriation? It's mm-hmm. It's old Rachel Dolezal.
Yeah.
Okay.
What does Rachel Dolezal's vagina look like? Do you think she like winds her pubes up real tight like a black woman?
I don't know.
Could you speculate, please? We have a lot of time to kill. Could you please speculate on Rachel Dolezal's vagina? Does she self-tanner that too so it looks, you know?
Oh, wow. She must have, right?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, she at least has to get the bikini area. Otherwise, it would be so stark white. It would look weird.
Right. Because she's a white-ass lady.
She is like a freckly-faced potato head.
Yeah.
You know, cabbage patch.
Cabbage patch.
Cabbage patch potato head.
Right.
Yeah. She's everything. She's 100% Mattel white lady. She's so
did
white.
Barbie have a black friend?
Yeah.
What was her name? What? What was it?
Sandra.
No, you don't. Do you not know?
No.
Did you
just
have any black Barbies? Did you?
What is going on right now?
Did you?
No, maybe. Maybe.
Wow.
Still have. We're in my childhood home. We
all
could
right.
check. We could check. I had
are
a
you,
lot.
Are you one of these psychopaths who immediately rips all the clothes off your Barbies and like throws them in a pile?
I
feel like every time I went over to a friend's house who had sisters, there was just a pile of fucking
naked
nude
Barbie.
Barbies in the corner.
Yeah, well, you change
like,
them.
What do they
you
do with Barbies?
You change outfits and then you get bored of them and then you don't reclothe them when you're done.
What do Barbies, when you play Barbies, what do they do?
I didn't know.
They just
I,
go to work?
I didn't like playing with Barbies. They're boring. Just like,
yeah.
Like the fact that you have to ask that question is the whole reason why they suck.
Right. You get a Ninja Turtle or something, they can fight, they have a car. They're like,
well
I guess Barbie
on,
had a car.
Yeah, Barbie
but Barbie just goes to work.
A whole bunch of shit.
She just goes shopping and goes to work.
She puts on dresses and it's all, you know, it depends on how theatrical your mind is, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
You have to create the scenario. They give you all the tools, but they can't give you the story. You have to do that yourself.
Yeah, but I guess even so like a Ninja Turtle story would be like
you're
oh,
being sexist. You're like Ninja Turtles are boy stuff, so they're cool.
There was
Barbies
a Ninja
girls.
Turtle reboot, live action Ninja Turtle show that came out either in the late 90s or very early 2000s, where they had the full costumes like in the movies,
mm-hmm.
and there was a girl one.
Okay.
Isn't that crazy?
Did
and
we...
it had like ninja tits. It had like...
What? It had, turtle tits?
Isn't it weird when they... Okay, so to make like a cartoon rabbit or whatever,
mm-hmm.
You just make it stand on its hind legs if it's a boy.
Yeah.
But then when you make a girl one, why is it always going to be so horny with like tits and ass?
Incel animators have to make it this like sexy fuckable thing.
But I guess it's the only way you can distinguish that it's a girl too.
No, Minnie Mouse, you could figure it out. You didn't have to give her a big fat ass and huge tits.
I guess so. I guess you're right.
Yeah, not at all.
But Mickey would be happier if you did.
Like, like Daisy Duck. You just put fucking eyelashes in a bow. That is classic how you make a girl counterpart. Eyelashes,
right, but does the feminist part of you say, like...
If there's anybody out there who does not know what you and I look like, I have eyelashes and a bow.
That's true.
In comparison to you. That's it. We look exactly
right.
Exactly the same beyond that.
That is true.
It's pretty true.
Yeah, because like the bunny in Space Jam was...
Yeah,
they made it so
was,
fuckable.
Yeah, yeah.
Somebody posted a picture of that on Twitter recently. It was like... This is a children's cartoon.
And, doesn't
and the
she have
bunny's
like
bent over tying her shoe, but like has her ass like twerked out and then is
no.
looking over her shoulder like, come fuck me in my little bunny pussy. I think she said that in the film.
Oh, no.
Yeah, she looked at Michael Jordan.
And
she was
probably
like.
Probably did. That's in the documentary.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that yet, but.
There's got to be a porn of that.
For sure.
Hundreds.
All these like salivating monsters.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Or just like one of the monsters just like slamming. Is Tweety a girl?
No.
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 But Tweety.
Mel Blanc.
Tweety could get it.
No, not Mel Blanc. Who? Chuck Jones?
Just because Tweety's not a girl doesn't mean Tweety couldn't get it, right?
Yeah, I guess. I guess so.
But what's wrong, Ian?
I guess that's all right. What was I going to say? Oh, it was and it's a little like Tweety Cloaca or whatever.
Oh, my God.
He's getting fucked and pooping at the same time.
My.
Anyway, what was I saying? I was saying how Tweety was getting railed out.
This is filthy.
Oh, Chuck Jones.
This is like, there's usually a sort of. Like a levity to our sex stuff, but this is just depraved. This is
oh, I'm sorry,
this is
I offended
foul.
Your delicate sensibilities.
I loved Tweety Bird when I was younger.
Want me to go get your pearl necklace so you can clutch it? You
That's
jerk.
Also a sexual innuendo.
Oh, see. Anyway, as I was saying, Chuck Jones, okay. who created all of all of our favorite Looney Tunes friends,
mm-hmm.
he hated Space Jam. He thought it was dog
Good.
Shit. He went up and gave a speech at either like a premiere or some event for the movie. And he was just like, this movie sucks. You fucking
wow,
suck.
What?
Bugs Bunny would never do any of this shit. Because there's rules to Bugs Bunny. Like
yeah.
he's never the foil. He
oh,
never
okay.
fucks with anybody unless somebody fucks with him first. He always gets the jabs
so,
in.
So he was like physically escorted out?
Yeah, they like escorted him off
wow.
the stage.
That
Which
makes
is
sense.
Horrible.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
yeah.
Space Jam does fucking suck.
Yeah.
You know, we all remember it fondly. This is why we remember it fondly because
we were four.
Sure. We were four. But Michael Jordan was the biggest thing
yeah.
in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's all your favorite cartoon characters and they all came together.
Yeah. What could go wrong?
Bill Murray's in it.
Yeah, it's like making a soup and you're like, well, I like ice cream and
I like stew.
Sourdough bread and let's just put it all together.
Yeah, when you're a kid, you're like, you know, you'll eat it up. You don't
yeah.
give a shit.
Yeah, it's really bad. I don't remember if I saw it, actually. I remember when it was huge. I remember a friend of mine having a poster in her room.
I watched
but
it.
But that same friend, you know, I had to stop being friends
She's
with her because she put her ferret in her drawer. And
oh, no. Did it die?
She got in trouble. I don't think it died, but it was like missing for a few days and she didn't tell anybody
oh,
where it
no.
went. She had put it in a drawer and when her mom finally found it, it was like, and, like starving and... anyways, I wasn't allowed to hang out with Samantha anymore after
Oh,
that.
Fuck it, Samantha. What are you doing?
I know. I mean,
isn't that weird? Like, when you're older, you get to pick your friends.
Yeah.
You know, and you get to use your judgment and be like, whoa, that person's a psychopath.
Yeah.
But when you're a kid, it's just the people on your block. That's who you get.
That is it.
Good luck.
I met her.
Hopefully, none of them are, you know,
serial killers,
arsonists.
Yeah. I met her in preschool, and I remember having that exact feeling as like a 4-year-old on my first day of preschool. I remember really vividly my parents dropping me off and being like, there you go, this is gonna be your life now. And I was terrified, and I sat in a corner by myself, and I can't remember if it was a boy or a girl, but I remember somebody sitting next to me and being like, hi, what's your name, do you want to play with blah blah blah? And I still vividly remember being like, I don't like the type of people that will just come up to you and befriend anybody.
Oh,
you know?
That's awesome.
I was like, ugh, fine.
I guess so.
Yeah, I was like, but in my mind, I was like, you don't even know me, okay? Like,
right.
You're a loser for trying to be nice to somebody you don't
know. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Maybe you're the asshole.
<I know.
laughs> Maybe you're the piece
of
shit.
I know. I think more I was just so scared and shy that I was like, just don't look at me. Don't talk to me. I don't know. I'm just trying to soften my perception of myself
you.
A little bit, but
you were smart.
Yeah, it worked out.
If,
hey, I
like,
would have zero friends if it weren't four people like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you practically do.
I know. I know that.
You're tough to, you know,
be around.
Right. Unless it's your birthday, and then you're very sweet. When it's your birthday.
Your birthday or my birthday?
Anybody's birthday.
Well, every day somebody's birthday.
Right. And that's the person you're nice to.
Okay.
On that day.
Okay.
But everybody else is in for it.
I know. Yeah, if it's not your birthday, you can go fuck yourself.
Right.
I'm going to tweet that.
Mm-hmm. Joe Biden, you can do molesting on your birthday. And that's it. We'll allow you to be president for one day.
Yeah. Anyway. Oh, the cartoon, sexy cartoon talk was making me think
horny.
Of... Horny. Making me horny.
Horny.
It reminded me
horny.
Of an argument you and I got into on your birthday about...
Oh, yeah.
About...
I mean, if you follow us on Instagram, you already know.
Who you would rather fuck, Velma or Daphne from Scooby-Doo.
Well, here's the thing. I wasn't having an argument. I was presenting a question.
You were enjoying
and
getting
you
me
got
riled
really
up.
Heated. And then I was playing devil's advocate. And
why?
I was saying... Why somebody might want to plow Velma. Just hypothetically, you know?
Well, I think I was very drunk.
She's
and I
a BBW.
Was, I'm positive I was very drunk, but I was confused. I thought that
some
the,
might say violently drunk.
I thought that the consensus was that Velma was hotter, but that's not the case, right? It's like, who would you rather fuck?
It's a tricky question.
Because it's, I think on paper, we can all agree that Daphne's hotter.
Yeah.
They drew her that way for a reason. She's like the hot one. But all these weirdos, so many guys were answering and saying they'd rather fuck Velma. And it's this weird psychological thing because they're like, well, Daphne would never want to fuck me anyway. So I'd rather fuck the like grateful slob.
Yeah.
What the hell?
that was the
That's
argument.
So
you know,
weird.
I don't know. Also,
but the question is, who would you rather? Like, if you could. So this presupposes that Daphne is willing. You guys would still rather fuck.
I think the assumption
Velma.
Is that Daphne would. Would not be an active participant.
Okay.
All right. It's
she's
just going
entitled.
To be, yeah, a
okay.
little bit, you know?
Okay.
Where Velma just looks like she gobbles cock from every angle, you know, every hole.
Okay.
Her butt is actually capable of gobbling. Can you believe that? That's the kind of woman that Velma is. Also, she's smart, you know?
She's smart. What does
yeah.
that matter when you're fucking?
You
don't pretend like that matters at all.
No, it doesn't matter. It's irrelevant. but there is a lot of, I think, another reason that a lot of, by the way, Daphne
don't point
won
at me.
By, shut up, by a landslide. You know, she ended up winning. Yeah.
I bet you, though, if we broke it down, women versus men who voted,
no, I
really?
Was going through it.
Okay.
You know what it is? It's huh. a lot of like, weirder friends we have. Not weird, like
no like
artsy,
people, yeah,
like, you know,
yeah, yeah,
tattooed, skateboardy types.
Fancy themselves.
They all want to fuck
and
Velma.
Eccentric, yeah.
And then, like, kind of a lot of, like, straight edge, like, middle of the road friends are going Daphne. This wasn't always the case.
Okay.
But I noticed this. Like,
who are our straight edge, middle of the road?
I'm not going
to
say names because it might piss them off.
Okay.
But people that I just see a little bit, you know, I'm thinking, like, a little bit of money growing up. Two parents.
Well, people, if they listen to this and they voted, they know who they voted for, so.
Sure, that's true. But, I mean, these are the qualifications I'm giving.
A little bit of money growing up?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. This
what?
Is...
That's what I found from... Can I check my... I can, right? I can go into my archives.
Yeah, you can go in the history. And,
yeah,
and
I'll show
see.
It to you later.
Okay.
But Daphne, I think... won by in the 60% range.
Sorry, some people appreciate quality.
Wow. Wow, so you're saying money equates worth.
No, that's what you were saying.
I'm not
you
saying
that. You were
saying
that money means that, that for whatever reason, people who you
I'm
think
telling
you
the
money-
demographic of people who want to fuck Daphne, who
yeah.
they are. You know why?
Well,
I think that like when it is women... that women fancy themselves a Daphne. Whoever,
I think
whatever they align with, they're like, I'm more of a Daphne, I'm more of a Velma.
Not even close.
You not even close.
Not even close. Because don't you think that so many fucking women, whether they're correct or not, so many women fancy themselves a Liz Lemon? And she's not like,
no.
And Velma is such a Liz Lemon type character.
Velma's not a Liz Lemon.
She got brown hair and glasses and she's smart.
Yeah, but she's not funny or anything.
Yeah.
She's more like a... And also you have to consider how Velma and Daphne have evolved in the culture, right? So there are countless photo shoots for whatever reason with like big-titted, big-ass women dressing in orange sweaters.
Yeah.
You know, squatting in front of their mirror. And there's not as many of those for Daphne.
Yeah, because Daphne is a little more obvious and boring.
Right.
Yeah. I get it if you're like, I feel like this devolved into which would you rather see a porn star dressed up as? And not the original question, which is which of these characters is hotter?
Yeah.
Or would you rather, whatever.
I don't know. There's a lot to unpack there.
There's a lot. Okay, so men, because they think that Velma's more willing to fuck them, and that all women think they're Daphne, that's why they...
Well, no. So, like I said, it was a pretty even split with men and women voting on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the men who voted for Velma were a little bit more like Nick Milton-y. You know what I mean? Our friend Nick Milton.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Who's like a freak. You know, like he sent me this whole message about how she would, you know, she'd be happy to have it and all this stuff. And the women who voted for Velma, I think, kind of the same camp
a little bit.
Yeah. Like are the type of women that would fucking dress up in a thong and an orange
Who the fuck was
sweater.
Voting on your Instagram?
I'll show you the results after this.
Okay.
I'm not going to list all their first and last names of these people that nobody's ever fucking heard of.
Okay, fine.
And then on the Daphne side, I think the women do see themselves as a Daphne, see themselves as like, I think it's very upsetting.
You think that I see myself that way? Because I don't think I see myself in either.
I don't know what's going
either.
On with you. I honestly haven't had a clue since 2003.
I was born that year.
But I think a lot of the women who voted for Daphne see themselves as the hot girl of the group and are annoyed that men don't want to fuck
the hot girl
of the group.
Interesting.
Women, at least straight women, I don't know how it is for lesbians, although I do think it is similar for lesbians, oftentimes want to quote-unquote fuck the girl that they just think lines up with who they are.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Really?
Don't you think that's the case? Like, if you're a straight person and you're like, who would you rather fuck? You're essentially answering on behalf of men. And you're like, I'm hoping it's this one. I click this one because I see me as this one.
I guess. I really don't think so.
This is a really interesting study.
Yeah. Sorry, the dog farted. And
yeah, that was really gross.
That was like, oof, you could hear it. It was like, one of those. I don't know if that's true. I know it's true to the extent that straight women don't actually want to fuck, so they don't get like horned up by somebody because they want to fuck them. Although, like, okay, remember the other day you walked in on me watching, I was working, but I was also watching a lot of Carmen Electra, like biography.
Yeah, you're watching
videos on,
like, Behind the Music, Carmen Electra.
I don't think I look or have anything in common with Carmen Electra, but I think she's very fucking hot. Like, mm-hmm. in her heyday, I'm a big Carmen Electra fan.
I see that.
What's that? What's that about?
Well, I think the difference here is this is a cartoon. So you're projecting all kinds of shit. They're basically okay. weird shapes. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
one's tall and one's shorter, and they are shaped like women, but it's fucking... Especially those cartoons, like the pictures I chose from the original Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, yeah.
They're barely anything. They
yeah.
might as well be Captain Caveman and fucking, you
no,
know.
I disagree. I think that the Daphne one is a traditional hot girl, like, with the eyelashes and her hair, and she's like
yeah.
a little, like, hourglass, you know. And then they purposely put Velma in this... sweater, this like sweater that could fit 18 people in it. You don't know what's going on under there. Maybe that's a mystery.
I think that's part of it.
Really?
I think, like, she kind of looks thick.
Okay.
Whereas, like, Daphne is almost like sexless because she's just
yeah.
She's
just like a stick figure
right.
with no personality.
Especially
actually,
that. Zero personality.
They do give Velma a lot more personality.
Wait, she has the most personality besides Shaggy has
yeah.
a fully formed personality. Velma is smart. She
yeah.
at least has that. And then Fred and Daphne have nothing.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
Scooby's
right.
like retarded.
I'd pick Fred over Shaggy any day of the week.
That's bullshit. See, this is where I get upset.
Okay, because you're Shaggy?
Shaggy's fun, man.
So?
Shaggy will smoke you out. You get a burger. Fred, what? He's like a Kavanaugh type character.
He drives
character.
The bus.
No, that's just me. That's wrong. I
so
shouldn't,
now
I shouldn't call him a Kavanaugh character.
Yeah,
that's me
so
using
to
the Me Too movement to try to, punish Fred for being hot. And that's what happened with Kavanaugh. We all know it.
It's all a conspiracy because he's so fucking
yeah.
hot.
Sorry you're jealous. of Kavanaugh's ascot.
I think I'm coming to understand this, but at least I know now, after you revealed a little bit of yourself, that men clearly do the same thing.
Sure,
if,
yeah, yeah.
If you feel a little resentment.
I think it's human nature.
Yeah.
But come on, hold on a second, though.
Okay, here we go.
You got Shaggy, who's like skinny, but like probably kind of ripped, you know? He's tall.
Yeah.
He's funny.
He's
fun.
Izzy.
He can run in place real fast and then shoot in into the distance. And just a plume of smoke hangs in the air. But he has a dog. He likes animals.
Yeah.
And Fred is like, what, a toe-headed frat boy with an ascot in a
yeah,
like
know what the
boat shoes?
About. Yeah.
But he's going to take you to a bunch of Dave Matthews concerts and...
I don't know. You know, it's less an attraction to Fred and more of I really would never want to fuck Shaggy in particular.
Why?
I don't know. He does seem fun to hang out with.
Yeah.
But he's like, there's something missing because he's so high all the time. He doesn't seem like he'd be interested at all. Maybe it's going back to me. Here we go. Human psychology. But it's like, you know, Fred would take the time to roofie your drink or something.
Yeah, Fred's going to, like, ice you
yeah, whatever.
At the frat party.
I'm not interested afterwards, but, like, Shaggy just seems like the only way you could seduce Shaggy is if you sit on his face and he'd be like, oh, okay, I guess this is happening.
Huh.
Shaggy's not going to pursue you.
Why?
It's never going to happen unless you start it, and I'm just not.
Fred's not going to pursue you. He's just going to get shit-faced and, like, try to Joe Biden you at a
that's pursuing
at a frat party.
That's pursuing. That's all I mean. I mean initiate sexual contact.
I don't know about all this. This seems like
Shaggy almost all I'm saying is Shaggy almost seems asexual.
Yeah, but the thing about Fred is he's so personalityless. How do you even know what he's thinking? Also, he's in a long-term relationship with Daphne.
I can't
so
fuck
you're
a personality.
You're a homewrecker to begin with.
Okay. All right.
Shaggy fucks that dog, and that's it.
See, I'm not into that either.
Whatever, man.
We break up over this. That'd be kind of funny.
Scooby-Doo or Scrappy-Doo?
Who am I fucking?
Yeah.
Scooby, only because he's more masculine.
Scooby's not more masculine than Scrappy-Doo. Scrappy-Doo's always trying to fight people.
Who am I thinking of? Scrappy-Doo,
a puppy
one.
Power.
He's a tiny one.
Yeah, but he's got like guns.
No, thanks.
Man, Scooby-Doo movie.
What, the live action?
Have we talked about this?
Not on the
perfect
podcast.
Film. It's in.
Are you serious? Oh, we have talked about this. Yeah, we were talking about Matthew Lillard and what a good Shaggy he was. And then, right? Is that accurate?
Yeah.
I don't think I've seen the movie.
You've never seen the film?
Ian, no, I don't think I've seen the live action Scooby-Doo.
Can we watch it after this?
Okay, yeah.
It's really good.
Okay. All right, sure.
Well, that about does it for today.
Does it?
No.
Okay.
But I wish it did.
Yeah, I know.
I wish that did it. What are we going to do next today? God, there's just nothing to fucking do.
We just eat hot chip and fight with Emily Ratajkowski on the internet.
Oh, yeah. We haven't talked about that.
No.
We were fighting with Emily Ratajkowski. Well, she wouldn't respond to us, but she was responding to all of our friends.
I actually didn't engage. I wrote her a letter myself. I wrote something that I couldn't fit into a Twitter, even into a thread, so I wrote this long ass thing, and then by the time I got to the end of it, I was so exhausted and embarrassed that I was like, I'm not gonna.
You should post it.
It's
great.
Just
for a little context, Emily Ratajkowski went on Twitter the other day and wrote, like, everybody thinks I'm stupid because I have sweet tits. I'm paraphrasing. And that's mean and that's bad. And a bunch of people were like, nobody thinks you're stupid. The only thing people don't like about you, a comedian said this, is that you pal around with the fat Jew and you defend him. If you don't know who the fat Jew is, he's one of these like Instagram, what does he call it when he steals your shit?
Meme, like a meme curator?
Curator. So what he does is he doesn't do it anymore because he got into a bunch of trouble from comedians, but he steals people's content. He goes on comedians' Twitter, Instagram. He screen grabs their shit. He crops out their name, mm-hmm. and then he posts their stuff on Instagram. And by doing that, he is a multi-millionaire. He had like a staff doing it for him.
This might not be accurate, but according to Google, he is worth $80 million.
Well, he did. He had a TV show with Comedy Central that got nixed because...
You know what? Sorry.
The show got nixed because of this scandal. So he already got paid out for that. Mm-hmm. He was in Uncut Gems recently. He was in a ton of shit. I think he was in like The Simple Life or something.
Yeah,
so he does. I don't know. That's a lot of money, but he does have a shit ton of money.
Well, Emily Ratajkowski argued at one point that he never claimed to be a comedian.
Hold on a second. So Emily Ratajkowski is very good friends with the Fat Jew, and there was a documentary about all this stuff on
Netflix. Yeah.
Do you remember what it was called?
American Meme.
Great documentary about these assholes who do this shit. And at one point, she comes on and defends the Fat Jew, saying, like, who cares that he does this? And it's like, it doesn't matter and whatever. And it was really obnoxious and really uncalled for. He's just a straight-up thief.
Yeah, and I mean, you could argue that, first of all, she argued that he never claimed to be a comedian. And also that he never claimed these were his jokes, but he made millions off of these jokes.
Yeah.
And he got a show with Comedy Central, he's seen as a comedian. He basically figured out a way, because the internet for a long time has just kind of been the Wild West. He figured out a way to quote unquote cultivate or curate a persona by lifting just whatever he wanted from other people.
He's Carlos Mencia without the talent of performance.
Took all of it and then made money off of it. And these people are really poor, really struggling artists. I consider them artists. And her saying, well, figure out a new way to do your comedy. The internet isn't a comedy club. That's what she said. I was like, great.
So people started coming at her for this tweet, like people we know, which is interesting to see people that are friends of ours who aren't famous or anything, like making great points. And she comes back. So our friend Derek wrote something very like nice and like everybody was like, we like you.
Oh my God. It was so funny.
You're a Bernie supporter. You're relatively smart. You know what I mean? Like, you involve yourselves in causes that seem worthy.
Yeah.
This is the only thing we don't like about you. And then she was just so like shitty.
Doubling down about it, because I think she sees herself as a hero who's defending her friend. It's just like, this is not at all your you're so out of your depth right now. And you know you're wrong. You have to know you're wrong. Because the only argument here, nobody's arguing for legal action. Nobody's arguing for anything except to admit that what he did was kind of fucked up. Mm-hmm. And she won't do it. She's just like, sorry, fucking deal with it. Find a different way to become rich because my friend's an entrepreneur or something. And it's really disheartening.
He's the smartest person I know.
Oh, God, and then, that's humiliating.
But then when Derek came in with like some great responses, she goes, I think it's hilarious that middle-aged white men are coming at me,
telling me who to be friends with.
And it was like, whoa, because...
Well, that's how you know you're losing an argument.
Yeah.
You get petty like that, and then you try to diminish somebody else based on age. It's really gross because all she's doing is saying, like, I'm young and you're not, and you're not fucking worth my time then. Like, you're embarrassed. Like, your opinion doesn't matter to me because of your age.
Yeah.
Fucking weird. Also, the fat Jew is 40 and white and a straight guy. So, you know, maybe these are the experts on middle-aged
great point.
Straight white men.
Yeah.
But also, she says things like bringing up that she was involved in like a revenge porn thing, or that these people are telling her who she can and can't be friends with. It's like, you're still dodging the argument.
You just want to have a different
argument.
And
tossing petty stuff in front of you because while you're deflecting the main argument, which is what he did shitty? Okay, Emily. Okay, I'm 40. Okay, Emily. I'm a straight white guy. Emily, what he did shitty? Emily. Emily.
Yeah, it was. You're right. That was the first instance of her exposing herself as not having an argument coming after. Because there's a few things to unpack there. First of all, like, if what you're saying is I'm a woman and for straight middle-aged guys to come at me, this is like an example of them asserting themselves, asserting their privilege over me and stuff. It's like, you're a millionaire and you look like you're chiseled out of fucking marble.
You're
you know
one of
what
the
I mean?
Most powerful people in the entire world.
And one of the most privileged people of all time that has ever lived, you know? We you and I talk about this a lot. Like, obviously, white privilege exists. Obviously, you know, I was going to say male privilege exists, but I don't know. I'm on the fence about that one. But
I'll say it does.
Well, shut up, lady.
it has to exist in some ways.
Instances. Yeah, yeah, but but then you have to make an argument that female privilege exists
for sure.
in
I
other
think
cases.
It definitely does. Yeah,
but this is a perfect example. Us talking about this in these terms, it's wishy-washy. It's all over the place. Mm. Like, white privilege exists, but if you're Jaden Smith, you have more privilege than a white Appalachian kid, you know? It just works out that way in some cases.
Yeah,
in most cases, probably not, you know? But what is a binary privilege system is wealth and not having wealth. If you have wealth, you have more privilege than somebody who is poor.
Yeah.
There's no exceptions. It doesn't go the other way. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So when you start coming at people and start belittling people when you yourself are a millionaire and trying to put yourself below them on the privilege hierarchy,
and you are
nobody's buying it.
Right. You're arguing directly. Like, I'm not even talking about like because we're comedians, we know of people who were stolen from. She was arguing with people who had their work stolen by the fat Jew. So she's actually arguing with these poor people who somebody profited off of without their consent, without any compensation. And she's telling them, figure out a new way to do
your
shit.
Your point doesn't register because of your fucking gender and age.
And you know how
this guy took fucking money out of these people's pockets.
Right.
And did not credit them. And then her whole argument about, like, what's to stop you from also making money off of these jokes after the fat Jew has shared them? How about the fact that jokes aren't surprising anymore the second time you hear them, therefore not funny? Also, if I go on stage and I do a joke that somebody else has already heard from the internet,
somebody with millions of followers has popularized.
Whoever has the most followers gets to seem like the person who invented the joke, who came up with the joke. And anybody who has like limited followers, they always look like they stole the joke from the person who has a lot of followers because that's where you saw it first.
Right. You know how we know she has the ultimate privilege of anybody is the hot person privilege that even straight women revere, where everyone, no matter who engaged with her, they were like, Emily, like, I'm a big fan of yours, and I don't want to be mean, but you're wrong. Like, all these guys, like, especially because she really was engaging directly with people, and I think that, like, almost freaked them out. Like, oh, my God, she's right. speaking to us. But, like, women, straight women, were like, Emily, like, please don't get upset, okay?
Yeah.
Don't get upset.
Right. It's
going to
be okay.
Princess.
Can I touch your hair?
Yeah.
But also, that's a great, you're saying women. She's going after, she's like, I can't believe these middle-aged men are coming after me, and countless women, and female comedians in the comments, you never see female comedians and male comedians on the same page about anything.
Oh my God, it was amazing. It really felt like the first time ever that I could transcend all of this bullshit when she's talking about, you're a middle-aged white guy telling me what to do. It's like, no, fuck you. In this moment, we're all comedians, and you're coming after an entire profession. And it really is a profession for a lot of people, not me, but like for a lot of people who are starving right now. We can't even go outside. We're in the middle of a pandemic. Your digital presence is all you have.
Yes.
And these people are starving to death.
And you're championing
starting this argument.
A fucking ass bag who
just the worst.
Steals that digital presence and slaps his name on
it. Yeah.
Oh, God. I mean, also, just look at him. You know what I mean? Just like, he calls himself the fucking fat Jew. He's never wearing a shirt. He fucking braids his hair and then, hairsprays it so it, like, sticks straight up.
Also, not for nothing, I do think this is important. In terms, like, she's called him an entrepreneur and stuff. And, like, I'm sure she sees him as somebody who's, like, worked really hard and shit, which is hilarious. Go on his Wikipedia page and just read between the lines. Born and raised Upper West Side, both his parents were doctors. He went to elite schools. He clearly never worked a day in his life. He's like a trust fund kid who had all this time while comedians are working day jobs or night jobs or whatever to survive.
Yeah.
And then find the time to write. He's just sitting around. That's why he had the fucking time to take everybody's jokes at once and just start posting them, because he doesn't work.
Not only did he have the time to do it, he had the money and the resources to rent an office space and start paying employees to also do this. So he wasn't even fucking doing it. He was taking all, I gotta assume, his trust fund money and paying salaries to people who professionally stole shit from comedians.
This isn't the American fucking dream working out for somebody. This is why it's such a slap in the face to see somebody like Emily Ratajkowski, who's like a Bernie supporter, like a champion for progressives. I know she sees herself this way, as like someone who's there to give a voice to the voiceless. And it's like, dude, this is a perfect example of a fucking, it's like a mini Bezos not paying workers or giving them any kind of healthcare or anything. Like, people underneath him are starving to death.
And I get it. I mean, if I was jet setting and drinking champagne on, you know, balconies in Hawaii or whatever, I may, and like in my mind doing all this, like this important work with charities and stuff, I may look at comedians making stupid puns on the internet. By the way, a lot of the shit he stole was terrible.
I know, so that's another thing. It's like, why are you making me defend this shit?
Right.
It's so fucking bad.
So I get that. Yeah. I get being like, oh, these fucking losers with their terrible shit they're doing.
Yeah.
Like, I'm doing important stuff.
She can't do both, though, because she's arguing that he's like a genius and that she literally said the smartest person she knows.
Yeah.
So she can't at once go, oh, that shit is so fucking stupid, you guys should be embarrassed. It's like, you think he's built this like unbelievable empire, so you have to respect the garbage that he built it out of, right?
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
No. Yeah, you have to, even if you think it's an easy job to work at the Amazon warehouse, you have to admit that Jeff Bezos is fucking ruining these people's lives and making them have miscarriages on the fucking floor of the warehouse and shit. you know, whether or not you think that's a difficult job to do, whether or not you think it's a difficult job to write that face when blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
You're not fucking doing it. He's not fucking doing it. Somebody's doing it and they're not getting paid for it.
Yes, that's it. Yeah. And that's what she won't address. She refuses to address that. And that's why, I mean, it is amazing. She's got like 1.5 million followers on Twitter. And sometimes something would get either zero likes or one like.
Crazy.
When she's like, I just don't understand why you guys don't just fucking figure out a different way to do this shit. And like, nobody was on her side. It was all negative.
It was kind of amazing, too.
Beautiful.
I mean, two really cool things are happening right now. Good, bad things. That is an example of one where you're seeing the hypocrisy in real time and the phoniness of having an argument that you can't defend, so you bring up revenge porn that you've dealt with.
So somebody else did bring that up, and that's what made her upset, but they were only saying that. First of all, I mean, I have to look into this, but revenge porn means that you guys took these photos. Was this like somebody you were in a relationship with and it was like kind of agreed upon, even if it was nonverbal,
no,
that it would never be? Or was this a photo shoot?
It was a photo shoot.
Yeah.
And so, she said it's akin to revenge porn because this person posted her photos without her consent. And she was probably naked in the photos,
yeah,
but
sure,
she's been naked in a million photos, you know?
Yeah.
So it's not like, oh, we haven't seen this before. That's how she's famous.
Exactly.
For being naked.
Like,
but, like, even if we're talking about this, it just keeps popping into my mind, like, what does this fucking have to do with anything?
Yeah.
What are you talking about? So she's like, her whole thing is like, I have a bunch of men, I have a bunch of people explaining to me about theft when they won't even acknowledge the fact that my photos were stolen. And it's like, dude, I'm like, that's shitty that happened to you, but that's not what we're talking about at all. And it was very reassuring to see nobody budge and nobody go like, oh shit, this is a woman, A, we can't have this conversation with her. She's bringing this to our attention that she's a woman, so we should all probably shut up. And also, she's had revenge porn photos leaked. Therefore, the fact that our jokes were stolen is irrelevant.
Yeah, no, that was another example of her just trying to use a totally different argument to win because she couldn't argue directly with the point.
Yeah.
Which is last night she did the same thing. She took a couple days off and then jumped back in for some reason.
Because Morgan Murphy jumped in and she shit all over Morgan Murphy.
And we're like, don't
Morgan
do that.
Murphy is preferencing it. Like, I like you.
Yeah, yeah.
You're wrong in this instance.
You're so wrong.
This is, these people, you know, these like super hot people, we're all on the same page. Everybody in the world is on the same page. We like to look at hot people and we will like you for no reason.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We will project a wonderful personality on you and we're all okay with doing it. It's part of our monkey brains.
Yeah.
You just please don't prove us wrong.
Yeah,
that's all
yeah,
we're asking
of
you.
No, but what I wanted to bring up was that she tweeted after a few days, I'm glad we're all out here trying to cancel somebody for quote unquote joke theft or something when we should be canceling Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah.
No, this isn't exactly what she said, but like she's saying like, I'm glad that for the most part people focus their energy on Harvey Weinstein and not this. And it's just like, you're once again, what do those two things have to do with each other?
In the letter you wrote, you were talking about wealth inequality and how wealthy she is and how little money comedians make. And then you ended it by saying, maybe keep all of this in mind next time you go to Twitter and beg us to call you smart.
Yeah.
Which is
how
all
this
started.
Yeah.
It's like she was already like shitty to begin with. She was inviting criticism in. She was saying like, just because I'm hot doesn't mean I can't be smart, whatever. And somebody goes, we do think you're smart. We do think you're, I mean, I don't know if she's fucking smart, but this was the response.
Mm-hmm.
We all like you. This is the one thing we have a problem with.
Yeah.
Hear us. Hear the fucking little people.
Exactly.
You know? Mm-hmm. And if you don't want to hear it from a 45-year-old white man, then scroll the fuck down, motherfucker, because there's a bisexual Latina there ready to say the same point.
Yeah, yeah.
You're just not responding. Really, that's you responding to the white man and not
actively ignoring the women only because it doesn't serve her point, but still. It's just all petty arguments anyway.
I just hope if I ever find myself in a situation like this where I'm very much wrong,
yeah,
where it's very cut and dry, I don't start to Because you don't know. You don't know when you're very famous and a lot of eyes are on you. And also you feel like you're defending a friend or whatever.
Yeah.
You don't know if you're going to. Oh, the main thing for me is I feel like I would just like fly into a rage as soon as I saw a lot of people criticizing me all at once. It's an ego thing.
Of course, you don't know, especially when you get that emotional. You're that emotionally invested in a friend and in yourself.
Yeah.
I don't think she's thinking clearly.
Yeah, like, but hopefully. But it's a lesson.
Sit back with all these people who she clearly sees as lesser than herself,
right.
You know, and hear them out. That's just not going to happen.
But it's a lesson for yourself to just be like, what am I doing right now?
Yeah.
Am I arguing so that I'm not wrong?
Yeah.
Am I going to my, you know, grave being right?
Mm-hmm.
Or am I willing to take in this new information and change my position?
Teachable moment, Am.
But the problem is that, and I think the reason people don't apologize more and evolve is because people don't accept that.
Yeah.
You know? At least with men, you know? Like when Louis C.K. apologized, everybody jumped on his apology.
Now everybody's like,
Louis never addressed it. Well, he did, and you fucking hated it.
Yeah, the thing now is to go like, don't admit to the masses that you're wrong. They'll just eat you alive.
Right.
So it's like, yeah, there's really no winning. I really do think it's just fade away, slowly fade away. You shouldn't have started this argument to begin with. Just fade away and wait for it to blow
over. Yeah, she could have done that instead of waiting 2 days and then starting it over again.
That was real dumb. But,
but it's her.
Right.
So she can get away with saying, hey, I learned something.
My favorite thing out of all of this is like, wow, quarantine is affecting even the best of us.
Yeah.
You're going nuts. You've got some like cabin fever.
Yeah.
You have too much time on your hands and now you're engaging with my like bar show friends?
Right,
oh
right.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's a good point. She lives in our fucking neighborhood. We're going to run into
Remember
her.
Remember we saw her? You're like, that lady's trying to get into a cab with a big ass dog. And I turned around and I saw the dog. I was like, oh, that's Emily Ratajkowski. You're like, no wonder the cab stopped so quickly.
Even her, she's so famous, even her dog's famous, and you recognize the dog.
Yeah, I recognize it from the like Page Six. Like star snaps. She's always walking around Manhattan with that giant dog. Anyway.
Yeah.
Hey.
That's it.
That's all we
have to say. Catherine has to pee. Thanks for tuning in. I love you.
Hail Satan, folks.
Hail Satan.